That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. It's really swell to have a day off every now and then, isn't it? Gives you a chance to catch up on all that necessary fun and relaxation. But sometimes, and particularly on an extra long weekend like this one, we're apt to overdo on the fun and run a little short on the relaxation. You know what I mean. Traveling, a big picnic or evening party, more exercise than usual. All those things can add up to post-weekend difficulties. Acid indigestion, for instance, from too many rich refreshments. Or a headache brought on by too much strain and activity. Of course, if you have Alka-Seltzer handy, you won't have to put up with those discomforts for long. No, indeed. Because Alka-Seltzer offers you relief that's pleasant, relief that's effective, relief that's fast. So I hope you have plenty of Alka-Seltzer right there with you now. You'll never know how good it is until you try it. And once you've tried it, you'll agree there's just nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer for fast relief from an occasional headache or a case of acid indigestion. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer today and keep your eye on your supply. Then when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Some more Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner's close friends were a little worried that his money had affected him. But they quickly changed their minds when they saw the handsome presents Abner brought them. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store. Abner is just entering. Listen.
Here I'm in. Oh, well, come on in, Abner. Good to see you.
Yeah, howdy, Lum.
How are you today?
Oh, all right, I reckon.
There's been 6 dozen people in here to see you, and 1,000 more calling you.
Well, who was it?
Oh, I don't know who all. Insurance salesman, automobile salesman, real estate man.
Oh, yeah, I know. Dolby that sure gets around pretty quick when a fella gets hold of a little money, don't
he? It sure does. This phone has rang all day long wanting to talk to you.
Huh.
I reckon they seen that article in the county seat paper.
What article?
Didn't you see it?
No. Well, facts is, I ain't saw the paper at all.
Well, it's in there. Got your picture in them there as big as life.
Well, I do know. Where is it, Mom?
I don't know. It was around here a while ago. Where did I put that?
I'd love to see that.
Oh, here. Wait a minute. Here it is. Yeah, I'd roll it up to swat flies with.
With my picture?
Just a minute here. Right on the front page. Yeah, here it is. Look at there.
Well, I ain't that wrinkled, Emma.
Well, that's just where the paper's been folded and rolled up.
Oh.
It's a good likeness of you. Or it was 10 or 20 years ago.
Yeah, where did they ever get that picture of me?
That's the same one they used once before in there when you was put in charge of getting mallets for the annual county croquet tournament in 1929, I believe it was.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I was head of the mallet committee.
I'll never forget the headline they had alongside of your picture that time. Abner Peabody named Mallet Head.
Mom, you promised me you'd never mention that again.
I know it. I'm sorry, Abner.
Taking me all this time to live that down, so don't stir it up again.
Well, here, read this article here. It'll make you feel good.
Yeah.
Pine Ridge man receives $100,000 legacy.
Huh.
Abner Peabody, prominent Pine Ridge businessman, was named one of the several beneficiaries of the will of the late Franklin M. Donnelly, wealthy St. Louis seed merchant.
Seedy merchant, did you say?
Seed merchant.
Oh.
He was in the seed business.
Yeah.
Don't you recollect? You bought seeds from his outfit. That's how he happened to get hold of your name.
Yeah, I know. What else did it say?
Under the strange terms of the will, each candidate for the inheritance was required to dispose of all his worldly goods.
Wait a minute. I believe that was our ring, Mom. Your ring. I don't own nothing around here no more.
Well, go ahead and answer it anyway. You're closer than I am.
Oh, no, it might be somebody else wanting to sell me something. You better talk to him.
Yeah, I'll get shut up.
Just run me plumb crazy.
Hello, Jot'em Down Store. Lum Edders talking.
Worst thing about that, he's buying stuff.
Oh, well, what was it you wanted to see Mr. Peabody about?
Wish they'd never put that article about me in the paper.
Well, I'm his manager, and I handle all his personal business.
Tell him I don't want none.
A what? A yacht?
Tell him I got a half a dozen of them.
Oh, he's got a half a dozen of them things kicking around.
With gold ore.
With gold ore. Huh? You don't, huh? Just a minute. I mean, you silly goose, you don't row a yacht.
Well, whatever you do to it, paddle it or yacht it, I don't know.
You don't want to buy one, do you?
Of course not. I wouldn't have no place to keep it. We're living over where Sister Simpson's boarding house, and you know how small them rooms are.
Well, he says this one's a pretty good buy. It's practical, brand new. Just used by an elderly couple, and they just drive it from the yacht harbor to the breakwater and back again.
Broke what?
Slow. And you can get it for just $57,000.
Well, the price is cheap enough, but I just don't believe I'd have no use for one of them. Not this season, anyway.
Yeah. Hello. No, I don't believe Mr. Peabody wants it.
Tied up for
that. Well, I don't think he's interested, so we better just forget it.
Yeah,
all right. Goodbye. It entitles you to a free membership in the South Galveston Yacht Club.
Well, doggies, I wish I'd have known that. Why didn't you tell me, Logan?
You done said you wasn't interested.
Yeah, but the price is just 57,000. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
$57,000 for one boat?
Well, it's got a motor of some kind.
Oh.
It runs automatic. Even so, it does sound a little absorbent, don't it?
That's just plumb flat-footed ridiculous. That's outlandish.
Well, yeah, to be honest, I thought so, too. But I just never wanted to let on because I figured folks in your class...
My class?
Yeah, you're in that rich girl
group.
Now,
wait just a minute long. I was hoping you wouldn't say nothing like that. Hoping you'd still be my friend like always before.
Well, I am your friend, Abner.
Not like before, though, This dad-blamed money of mine is coming in twixt me and everybody.
Oh, now, Abner.
I just might not wish I'd have never got it.
Oh, you oughtn't to say such a thing as that.
Well, dad-blamed it, Lum, seems like everybody's acting peculiar towards me now.
Oh, you're just imagining.
Imagine nothing. Walk down the street, see a bunch of fellas standing there talking. I woke up and say hello. They just sort of look the other way. First thing you know, I'm standing there by myself.
Oh, surely not.
They do, don't it? Walk in the barber shop there this morning. There's two or three fellas sitting around, I spoke. Moe's Moots was the only one that said anything. Rest of them just sort of nodded their heads.
I don't understand that. You ain't did nothing for them to be mad at you, have you?
Not that I know of. Snake Hogan now made a remark I know was pointed right at me. Said it was funny to him that folks couldn't get a little money without letting it go to their head.
Why, you ain't let it go to your head. It appears to me like you've gone clean out of your way to keep folks from thinking that.
I don't know. It just looks like I have to be so careful of every little thing I do. If I don't bend clean over backwards being nice to everybody, they think I'm getting high-headed. Why, I'm being nice to folks that I can't stand.
Oh, I think you're just exaggerating it in your own mind, Abner.
Well, whether I'm or not, I know that trying to be yourself after you're rich is the hardest one thing I've ever run into.
Hmm.
Folks is just bound and determined you've changed.
Well, I think they'll all find out different in time. I still don't think you did anything to deserve this kind of treatment, though.
Well, I don't like to say this, Lum, but it might be Elizabeth that's making folks act this way.
Elizabeth?
Now, I wouldn't say that to nobody else, but I'm just afraid she let that money affect her a little.
She has, huh?
Yeah, she's all dressed up in her new clothes, you know, and got her face all painted and powdered and her hair frizzed up.
Well, there ain't no reason for him to think she's big-headed just because she sticks herself up a little.
Well...
Yeah, she needed it.
She's sort of bad about bragging how much money we got now, you know.
Oh, well, she'll get over that. It's all so new to her having so much money.
Well, I hope she'll get over it. She's getting some of the wildest ideas in that frizzed up head of hers I ever heard of. She'll tell anything that pops into her mind about what a rich husband she's got. Special in front of Sister Simpson.
Well, of course, her and Sister Simpson never did get along none too good, so natural Elizabeth would get a sight of enjoyment out of putting on airs around her.
Yeah. Only trouble now is Sister Simpson goes around bragging to other women what rich boarders she's got. And she exaggerates everything that Elizabeth has said to her and makes it four times as bad as it is.
Yeah, well, the thing for you to do is just don't pay no attention to none of it. You just go on being yourself, and that talk them women folks is doing can't hurt you none.
Well, it's losing all my friends is all.
Well, in the long run, I mean.
Yeah, but how long is it on? I ain't sure I'm going to last it out.
Oh, you will.
Well, I don't know. Elizabeth keeps talking about us going into society.
Going into society?
Yeah, I got her nose in that etiquette book all day long. Keeps calling me down on my manners all the time. Lum, to be honest, I just ain't enjoying that money at all like I thought I would.
Well, I have heard that about money, but I just never had enough experience with it to ever believe it.
I've heard it was the root of all evil, but I've got the roots and tree both, I do believe. I just don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, I wouldn't worry too much about it, Abner. Things will settle down in a day or two, and then you go on living just like you always done.
Well, I don't know. Still in my position just has to be so careful of every little thing he does for fear of what folks will think about him.
Yeah, get the phone for me, will you, Abner? I've got some grocery orders here. I just got to put it.
Oh, yeah, all right. I'll get it. Hello, John and Down Store. Have your Peabody go. Yes, John and Down Store. I ain't here no more. Huh? Oh, well, howdy, Elizabeth. You bought a what? What in the world do you want with a pony?
A pony?
Oh, now, hold your horses. Stop right there. Now, listen here, Elizabeth. That's going too far. No, sir. No, sir. I don't care what you said. Well, I don't care. You ought to have thought of that before ever you went around flapping your jaws that way.
Yeah, what she said now, Abby?
No, sirree, boxer. Now, don't start crying now, Elizabeth. Now, honey. All right. Yeah, all right. Sure. Uh-huh. Goodbye. Plum. Do you know where I can get a croquet mallet with a good long handle?
Oh, now, Abner, you can't pound no sense in Elizabeth's head that way.
I know it. I need the mallet to go along with the pony she's bought for me.
Pony for you?
Yes, sir. She told me, told so many folks that I'm a big polos player, you know.
Polo player?
Yeah. And she said if I don't take it up now, I'll make her the laughing stock of the whole town.
Make her the laughing stock? What do you think it'll do to you?
I don't get along. I never knowed what trouble was till I got rich enough not to have to worry about trouble no more.
Well, just how is Abner going to have a polo game all by himself? What next will Abner's new wealth drive him into?